Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Sunday, October 29th, 2017. It's Sunday, so you know what that means. We're checking in on more top five games of all time lists. Just to catch you up, if you're not aware, a few weeks ago, several months ago now probably, I finally was pinned down by a listener to solidify my top five games of all time list. It was a really cool process, a really interesting introspective process. And after I shared my top five games of all time, I challenged you guys to come up with your top five games of all time, and the lists have been pouring in via the Anchor app. You send your call-in via the call-in button on the Anchor app. It's really cool. If you want to contribute to this conversation, I definitely welcome it, and I've been getting such cool lists. Today, we're going to start with listener Mike, who has his top five games of all time.
Hey Jeff, this is Mike calling from the San Francisco Bay Area to weigh in with my top five games of all time, which are World of Warcraft, Skyrim, Final Fantasy VII, Rock Band 2, and Mass Effect 2. All of these games opened my eyes in terms of what games could be and showed me some really exciting possibilities in terms of whether it's story or gameplay, or all of them kind of pushed the boundaries for me. Spent hundreds and hundreds of hours in these games. I met amazing people. Highlight moments include jumping into Rock Band 2 as a music major with all my music major friends and just rocking out on Expert, meeting amazing people in World of Warcraft and getting to spend time with them working on just things that felt like real accomplishments. And just lots of really exciting moments, and it's great to be able to reflect, so thanks for doing this. See you around.
Thanks, Mike. That's an awesome list. I share a lot of the feelings that you have about those games. Let's go through it. World of Warcraft is a game that probably should be on my list. Quite frankly, it is the game that didn't make my top five list that really should have, because I think still to this day, I have put more hours into World of Warcraft than any other video game in my lifetime. Although Heroes of the Storm is quickly eclipsing it. but still, no, World of Warcraft has been such a big part of my life for a decade. And while I don't play it regularly now, every time a new expansion comes out, I re-up my subscription, I jump back in, I get reacquainted with my characters or start new characters. And even more than that, get reacquainted with my guild and all the people that I associate. And like you, Mike, it's about those relationships. It's about that world. Feeling like, oh my gosh, walking around Stormwind or Ironforge, I play Alliance, it feels like returning home, you know, that feeling when you go back home for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, and you haven't been home in a year, and you're like, oh man, things have changed, but things are familiar, and I remember all those memories come flooding back. It's like that, but in a virtual world for me with World of Warcraft. And that's a special experience that I don't think many games can engender. And the fact that it's this persistent place that keeps evolving and changing, new adventures happen, and Blizzard is so good about reanalyzing the things that have made the game good and continuing to change those up and, you know, rework classes. And just it's a remarkable thing that I'm glad is on your list and probably should be on my list because of how big a part of my life it has been over the last 10 years. But I just couldn't find room for it. And I think there are other games that felt like they maybe inspired the love of that game. Like if I hadn't fallen in love with Ultima 7, maybe I would never have fallen in love with World of Warcraft. Who knows? But yeah, it's definitely a game that deserves a place on my list, and it just didn't get one. So I'm glad you brought it up. Skyrim is a great pick. I mean, that Bethesda, that prototypical Bethesda role-playing game. I think I could pick half a dozen different Bethesda role-playing games that would all fill that role, but certainly Skyrim is a worthy contender, and it's the most recent of the Elder Scrolls games, and therefore the most technologically advanced. I think I loved Oblivion a little more than Skyrim, but I certainly can't argue with Skyrim's placement on anybody's list. And in a similar way, Final Fantasy VII, I know, has a place in a lot of gamers' hearts and is sort of the prototypical Square Enix game, right? It's the game when you think of the best Japanese style role-playing game. For a lot of people, it's Final Fantasy VII. It kind of introduced a level of emotional connection in video games at a time when a lot of video games weren't doing that. And I love it for that. I don't think it's my favorite Final Fantasy. I don't think it's my favorite Japanese style role-playing game, but I totally understand that for a lot of people, it is that touchstone moment where games made them feel, and it kind of opened your eyes to what games could be. And it's certainly on a lot of people's top five games of all time. Rock Band 2 being on your list, though, Mike, is one of my favorite things. I think people disregard the plastic instrument genre a little too easily these days and don't remember what a huge moment that was for gaming and how it really brought a lot of people into video games that didn't think they liked them at that time. I mean, I remember having Rock Band parties, going to Rock Band parties, and having people congregate around the television and celebrate a shared love of music and feel that wish fulfillment granted of being a rock star for a moment, of all doing something communally together and high-fiving after you complete a tough song and picking your favorite, and then who's going to play guitar, who's going to play bass, who's going to play drums, who's going to sing. Man, that it's a magical thing. And I still have a lot of love in my heart for Rock Band and even Guitar Hero before it. These were games that had a big, big impact on the industry, and the bottom completely fell out of that plastic instrument industry. But I think that they still deserve a lot of love. And by the way, I know a lot of people don't have VR headsets yet, but if you haven't had a chance to play Rock Band in VR, you really owe it to yourself. If you have any love of Rock Band, find a way to play Rock Band in VR because it's extraordinary. It really isn't just an adaptation or a port into VR. They really reinvented what Rock Band is in VR, and it's magical. It's magical. But yes, I love that. I love that you played Rock Band 2. It's strange to me that you picked 2. I think that's maybe because no fail mode was introduced in 2. I'm not sure. You didn't really go into why 2 over the original Rock Band, but I love that you and your music major friends were playing it because it really was a game for those of us that weren't music majors, that couldn't actually be a real rock band, and it let us live that moment, albeit briefly. But I love that you and your actual rock band buddies could actually also enjoy the game on expert. That's super cool. And then, of course, we round out your list with Mass Effect 2. I agree, Mass Effect 2 is the best of the Mass Effect games released to date. But I've gone on at length about my sort of issues with Mass Effect. It's never been close to my heart, but certainly Mass Effect 2, considered one of the great games of all time by many, and sits on a lot of people's top five games of all time. So a solid choice and a list full of solid choices. But we're going to move now to another list that, I mean, I love your list, Mike, but this list is notable for the fact that it contains five games that have not appeared on anybody's lists to this date. And I love that because this feels very personal, very unique, very eclectic. And I got to give mad props to Dungeon Jake for coming up with a list that is wholly unique to him. It's really interesting. Check this out.
Hi Jeff, big fan of the show, big fan of all your podcasts, been longtime listener. Wanted to give you my top five. Number one is the PC game Crusader Kings 2. It's just a really deep strategy game. I can just play it for hours, get lost in it, and it makes you learn about history as well. Number two is NetHack on the PC. I love the ASCII graphics. It's probably the closest to playing D&D on the PC that I've ever felt. Number three is Samurai Showdown 2 on the Neo Geo, or 5 Special, which is out on PS4 right now. It's just a great SNK game. Number four is the Batman Telltale series. I'm obsessed with Batman comics, so yeah, I like the game. And number five is Resident Evil 7 in VR. It just puts you right in the game, and I'm addicted to it. Thank you very much, and bye.
Wow, dude. Cool list. I am impressed by the number of games on this list that I haven't played. I'll be honest with you. I have not played Crusader Kings, none of the Crusader Kings games, and I have not played NetHack, so I have no opinion about those. I'm glad you dig them. I love that you brought them up. This is another example of games I'm learning about by how much people loved them based on placement on their top five games of all time, and that's one of the reasons I love doing this segment on the show every Sunday, because I'm learning about all these games that I should know about and that people genuinely adore, and to the point of putting them in their favorite games of all time. So Crusader Kings 2 and NetHack, completely clueless on. Now, I played a lot of Samurai Showdown in my day. It certainly never reached the level of my love of Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. I mean, Street Fighter for me was the ultimate fighting game, and I always felt like Samurai Showdown and some of the others were just aping Street Fighter's success and trying to recapture that or add something new, add weapons or whatever. And for a while, a lot of those games were variations on a theme, and I felt like the original, the Street Fighter II, was never going to be eclipsed. But I love that you dig Samurai Showdown 2. Game I played a heck of a lot of, that's for sure. And listening to your call-in when you started saying Batman, I thought, okay, here's something I would expect. Batman Arkham Knight or Arkham Asylum or, you know, one of the Batman Arkham games. Here it comes. And he swerved me. Again. Dungeon Jake. With the swerves. Batman Telltale series. I haven't played the Batman Telltale series at all, because I heard kind of negative things about it. A lot of my friends were saying that it was a bit disappointing, that season two has improved on it, but season one was a bit of a disappointment. So I'm very excited to hear that you liked it so much. I know you love the Batman comics, and it certainly feels like a living comic, probably more true to the comics than the Arkham games are. But an unexpected entry in a list full of unexpected entries. And then, of course, now you're talking, your fifth game is just a shot right to my heart, just a love letter to me, Resident Evil 7 VR. Very recent release, of course, this year, and a game that's probably going to be lost in the Game of the Year discussion, although it should not be, because it was released so early in the year, and the gear has been so full of Game of the Year contenders. But Resident Evil 7 reinvented the Resident Evil franchise, and the VR implementation is so good and so terrifying, so heart-pounding. I've said this before. I've said this multiple times. Maybe some of you have heard me say it, but I've never played a video game before where I had to talk to myself and tell myself to calm down as I was playing it. As I was playing Resident Evil 7 in VR, I kept saying, okay, breathe, just breathe, calm down, slow your heart, it's fine, you're going to survive this. And, you know, that's a high compliment for a game whose chief job is to scare you. It was doing it's doing its job. So interesting list, Dungeon Jake. Thank you very much for sending it. I appreciate it. Hey, we're going to keep this moving. If you want to send in your top five games of all time, I'd love to hear your list, be it games that I would expect or games I wouldn't expect. I just want it to be the games you love. Tell me a little why you love them. I know a minute for a call-in is not a lot of time to go through five games, but I would love to hear your list. You can send them as a call-in using that Anchor app by downloading the Anchor app and using that call-in button, sending it right in to me. We're going to probably transition at some point in the next month to talking about games of the year, and I want to hear your games of the year at a certain point as well. But we'll still keep talking about top five games of all time into 2018 and beyond. As long as you guys keep sending great lists like these, we'll keep talking about it. So I've been having a blast with this feature, and I'm glad you guys are taking to it as well.